This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Back in the mid-90s, singer-songwriter Elizabeth Haddix was just starting law school at UNC Chapel Hill, needed something to take her mind off academics, so she turned to music. She'd never played an instrument before, but she went to a local music shop, bought a guitar, and taught herself how to play. After that, she bounced around playing with different bands in the Triangle, and she was also beginning to write her own songs. And along the way, she became an accomplished musician. Now she's teamed up with the group Girly Flynns and put out some original tunes in a debut album called Indigenous. Elizabeth Haddix and the Girly Flynns perform next Saturday at the Cat's Cradle Back Room in Carrboro, but first, they join us in the studio. Elizabeth Haddix on acoustic guitar and upright bass and vocals, Jason Merritt on baritone, electric guitar and vocals, and Pete Lucy on the accordion, keys, and vocals. Welcome to all of you. Good to have you here.
Good to be
here.
Thank you.
Tell us about the synopsis of this new album, Indigenous.
Well, it started about a year ago, a little less than a year ago, maybe in the spring, when I was playing with a friend of Jason's, Robin Gonzalez, who suggested that I get in touch with Jason so I could record the songs we were playing. The songs, most of them are from the last 5 or 6 years of my life, and then several of them are brand new. So,
and you did all of this, and you've gotten to this point. If what I said about you was true, and I always hope that it is, were you intending to? I mean, when did it occur to you that you could be as good a lawyer as you are a musician?
Well, that's where actually it wasn't quite accurate what you said, because I'm really not an accomplished musician. But I know how to draw accomplished musicians to myself somehow.
But when did you decide to kind of take it more seriously?
To be being a musician?
Yeah.
Actually, I'm not sure that I have been taking it seriously, but this record is something that I think is a little bigger than just anything that I had in mind. The people who came along and got onto it made it so fantastic. So, including my friend Rima Fand out of New York, and of course, Jason is an amazing producer. So,
well, let's hear a little bit of it, can we?
Sure. Know in the end I couldn't hold you and be more than a friend. Sure, this to realize all black and all blue. I should have told you I could never be true. On a hunt for the cure, a fix of great passion, a knock on the door, a look in the mirror, it's plain what you see. So willingly wanting to find this just children of laughter and grace. We were so trusting in the whole human race. But the wounds of our elders to us did endure. Wounds that our children ought not to endure. The road that we've traveled from that place to this, so twisted and tangled, obscuring all.
Then is the veil between heaven and this. Blue are your eyes, sky blue is this bliss. For us to remember right now until then.
The song Hymn, Elizabeth Haddix and the Girlie Flynns performing that song from their new album Indigenous. The group performs next Saturday at the Cat's Cradle. Elizabeth, you're also a lawyer with the UNC Center for Civil Rights, and I wonder if your work as a civil rights worker, lawyer, influences your writing, particularly if I think about a song like Hymn, the one we just heard, whether or not those two professions kind of play together in your songwriting.
I think because I think of myself really as a movement lawyer, so I believe in people's freedom, movements for freedom, and have been inspired by my work with the North Carolina Environmental Justice Network and other sort of grassroots community organizations that are fighting for both our environment and for people's dignity. And I think that song, Hymn, really is about it's about integrity, I think, personal integrity, realizing that your own wounds and your own blind spots inside that you might have gotten from growing up in a household where people were sort of at war with each other. It might be a good thing to sort of heal yourself before you go out into the world. So I don't know. I guess they're linked.
Do you find it more challenging to try to balance your work as a civil rights lawyer and a musician? I mean, I guess really the impetus behind this question is whether or not you're finding one or the other, you know, more dominant. Are you becoming more interested in music, and is that taking, competing for your time and for your attention?
It's actually a really good question, Frank. It's good that this record is done, because right now I think the next period it's going to be important to focus on my work as a movement lawyer. Mm-hmm. We, all of us who are in the civil rights work, need to put the rest of the stuff we got going on down, I think, for a little while and focus on the task at hand.
The time for singing songs and carrying signs may have passed.
Well, it's not to say we shouldn't keep dancing and singing, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, how about if you sing for us just for a couple more minutes anyway, because the music is wonderful. So if I could get you to ask you to please do another song, that would be wonderful.
All right. Y'all want to do Nina?
Come a little closer. Flores in the valley, eagle here beside me. Mountains lie below you, sun and sky above. El llanto cannot keep you from your dance of life. Niña Dolorosa, perched upon my knee, breathing in the ocean, manna from the sea. Fox and dolphin find you folded up so tight. Oye, can you hear them singing in the night? Now that you've found me, set your sights above this. You were made for pure bliss. Niña Dolorosa, heal your broken wing. Dancing in the prairie, flashing in the street. That you found me, would you have?
Now that you found me, would you hold me now? Hold me now.
Elizabeth Haddix and the Girly Flynns performing the song Niña Dolorosa off their new album Indigenous. The group performs next Saturday at the Cat's Cradle Backroom in Carborough. Today in the studio, Elizabeth Haddix, along with Jason Merritt and Paul Lucy on the accordion, the keys, and the vocals. Elizabeth, there is an interesting story, I understand, behind the backstory behind that song in terms of how it came to you.
Yeah, well, there's an interesting story behind all of them. But that one, yeah, that song came with an image in my head, which was realized once I got on the slope of a ski slope in outside of Denver, Colorado. I had this image of an eagle flying through the mountains, and there was plains down there and mountains and everything. And then I got out to Colorado, and I was standing on the side of this ski slope, and I couldn't see all of that stuff, but and I had oxygen deprivation, that alpine sickness, so that might have something to do with it. But the tune was actually the tune actually was given to me by John Curry, who I was collaborating with at that time, and the lyrics, the tune was in my head, and the lyrics popped out on that ski slope, and I wrote them. Actually, I had my phone on me, so I wrote.
So you were skiing down a slope, deprived of oxygen.
No, I was standing on. I was standing on the side of the slope.
Okay, that's a little better.
Yeah.
Is that?
I was watching
that
my
picture,
kids ski.
That picture for me is a sad wind indeed. all right. Well, let me ask you a question, Jason, because we talked a little bit about, and Elizabeth was talking about collaborating and working on this album together. What is it about this music that makes this collaboration for you so meaningful and so nourishing?
Well, Elizabeth's songs immediately spoke to me in a way that, you know, I couldn't really even articulate. It was just I love the space in them. I love that there's such a, it's sort of like she's created a blank canvas with her songs that don't need but very thin lines on them, in a sense, to complete.
Well, we will listen to another one, but first I'm reminding you that we're listening to Elizabeth Haddix and the Girly Flynn today on The State of Things. Can I ask you to play another song?
Sure. This is called Maestro.
All art is subjective, he said solemnly, and as such is all about self. Hypocrisy springs from denial of this, that it's ego and not so divine. She thought about this and challenged its truth, calling foul on a tautology and walking back through her experience. She cried out what couldn't be seen. What of the tune that won't let you sleep? What of the color of plums? What of the arc and the line and the leap into that which cannot be known? It's hard enough to be this tough and the hypocrite makes her amends. In the end, still hours away, over and under the melody hovers, while a bassline enters the fray, begging for peace and longing for sleep. She painfully opens one eye, cries, if this is ego, then where can a girl go to get some rest for a while? For this is the tune that won't let her sleep, waltzing around with her soul. This is the arc and the line and the leap into that which cannot be known. It's hard enough to be this tough and a hypocrite makes her amends. In the end, thank you.
sounds in a different way, he said with calm certainty. And you'll know if it's right when the vibration's tight and the tone is perfectly lean. She tried on her own to locate that tone by letting the vibration lead. And when it arrived, she was too much alive, a cosmic casualty. And this is the tune that won't let her sleep. This is the color of plums. This is the arc and the line and the leap into that which cannot be known. It's hard enough to be this tough, and the hip I can make her amends. In the end,
Elizabeth Haddix and the Girly Flynns. The new album is Indigenous. They're going to be at the Cat's Cradle next Saturday. We've got the information at our website, stateofthings.org. Elizabeth Haddix, Jason Merritt, Pete Lucy, thank you so much for being on the program. I wanted to leave you time to play us out, but first of all, let me say thank you very much, and let me tell everybody that they are listening to The State of Things, which is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Elizabeth Haddix and the Girly Flynns.
It's late and I'm old.